Hello. Welcome to my second podcast. Bonjour, guten Tag, buenas dias, bon dia, gute dag, ni hao, yo napot. Today I'd like to talk about some common mistakes which people make when they are learning English. These are often only small mistakes and really don't matter to a native English speaker like me when we hear them. But I thought it might be interesting to discuss some of these small mistakes here. Remember that part of my learning philosophy is not to worry about making mistakes. So with this podcast, I'd like you to know that I'm not trying to make you worry about them, just to know a little more about my language. The first common mistake people make is to use the word since when talking about things that are happening now that started in the past. For example, when people say, I am learning English since 2 years, when this should be, I have been learning English for 2 years. We use the word since to describe things that started in the past, but not for talking about duration of time someone has been learning or doing something. Some examples of English using the word since. Since I started learning English, I find I enjoy writing letters more. Since you left, I have been very sad. I've changed a lot since we last met. Another common mistake is to use the phrase, of course, in the wrong context. If, for example, someone offers you a cup of tea, would you like a cup of tea? The correct answer would be, yes please, or no thank you. Sometimes learners of English will say, of course, meaning to them, how kind of you, I would like a cup of tea, yes. But if they say, of course, it could sound to a native English speaker something like, yes I do, and you should already know that I do. In other words, a little bit impolite. Of course, we do use the phrase, of course, which I just used. Some examples. Of course, when we go to the beach, we mustn't forget our towels. Of course, I would like to go with you to the show because we'd love seeing it together. I would, of course, need to bring my swimsuit if we are going to the beach. These statements are used to agree with someone or affirm something needs or should be done. Of course, there are many more uses for of course. And of course, I would like to tell you more about it, but of course, I haven't much time to do this today. Common pronunciation difficulties. The TH sound is, I think, difficult. For example, in think, thought, thanks, and also the slightly different sound with the, these, though, there, and those. For example, the R sound for running, riding, rowing, rocking and rolling. Try saying that fast. Running, riding, rowing, rocking and rolling. I can't say it that fast either. The W sound for walking, a wonderful way to work. I'll talk a little bit more about pronunciation next time. So bye for now and see you next time.